This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, old friend Brad Marchand is headed to the Stanley Cup Final with his Panthers. And if they can win it, wait till he gets a look at the 40 to 50 people they get at the parade down there, Curtis, in Florida.
Oh, my God.
Out of control.
That is going to be one wild auditorium.
We have a lot to get to this morning before we head to Rhode Island, and we cannot wait to see all of you tonight for pregame at the Landing in Newport and tomorrow for the road show at the Lobster Bar in Newport. And I'm assuming that everybody is on their way. Well, in Courtney's case, I think, are you going right after the show today?
I was going to, but I'm, because of this allergy, I don't know, the congestion in my nose. I don't feel sick, so it's got to be allergies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'm going to go to Sweat House and try to sweat it out before to Newport.
How long's the drive up? Is it up 95?
Down
95.
It's down 95.
90
minutes.
I don't know highways, so I can't help.
I don't know. I don't think you can sweat out allergies, though. Can you?
It just makes me feel better. Like, I don't know what
congestion.
It is. Yeah, the congestion. It helps clear it a bit.
All right. So, limited party function for you tonight?
No, I think I'm going to whoop it up. My mom, my auntie, it's my mom and Auntie Kathy. They're twins. Their birthday this weekend. No. So I'm going to whoop it up with them. Brooke's going to be there. Santo confirmed is coming.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
We will, tonight at the Landing, we will be joined by Jones and by Keith. Mm. So maybe some kind of a scoop off or something tonight.
There you go.
Between you and Rich.
Yeah, Rich came in having Shimes back the other day, blah, blah, blah. And I said, let's be honest. Like, you're never going to have my back. He said, that's correct.
Oh. So. Mm-hmm. You said never?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh.
Right.
Well, change.
What's the opposite of a foxhole?
Over drinks? You never know what could happen.
Yeah,
just make sure when you hand your mom or Auntie Kathy something, you're not on video, because before you know it, it'll be Tootsie all over the all over the internet with Courtney.
Yeah.
Greg, was there any Tootsie on the trilogy?
No. I don't think we ever had the pink cocaine on the trilogy.
All right.
I don't
say. First for me, I had
there was some pink Himalayan salt.
All right.
Well, Courtney thought it was for asthma.
Could have been that in this video. Also, like, I'm a Shime. It does kind of look solid. I think it looks like weed wrapping paper and maybe like a lighter. So it could be just THC, which is fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Put on this earth, Wiggy.
Yeah.
This is Jordan from Ashland. Good morning. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hold on. We didn't have you turned up. Hello?
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I call you Jordan? Hi, is that okay?
Sure. We'll go with that. So yesterday on the way home, I was listening to Felger and Maz, and two things that were brought up that I just wanted to get everyone's opinion on. The first was that Greg Bedard reported that even if the NFL went and drug tested Stephon Diggs today and found him to be positive for cocaine, at worst, he would get a $15,000 fine.
Okay.
And the second thing that Jim brought up was, if he's looking for an out, if this comes out, he could very easily say that, you know, Cardi B is filming a new music video. Everyone on there was an actor.
Okay.
And this is just a prop.
Oh, I never
thought. I just wanted to get everyone's opinion.
I never thought about that.
Right. I've seen that a few places.
Okay.
People are already saying, what if Cardi was just filming a music video?
Yeah, you and Wiggy should use that to defend.
I would not use that. I mean, I've seen a million of Cardi B's videos. I've never seen cocaine in them. So why would you need a prop?
Well, there's also no proof that he was actually doing any drugs. It's just that if
distributing
those were drugs,
is just
he
bad.
Had them.
It's the internet being the internet.
But is that just in general the kind of guy you want in your organization? That's all. That's the question that some people will ask.
But everybody has to take some truth serum. Like, how many folks that we cheer for every single day multi-millionaires who are in their late 20s, early 30s that enjoy partying. Like,
right.
Come on.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm not saying do drugs. No, I think drugs are bad, especially coke.
But that's the issue that I have. Like, excuse me. What's wrong with the guy? What like when people say, do you want this guy in your organization? He's not a criminal. He hasn't done anything off the field. Like, he's not, you know, doing something that not just athletes, but we all do. If we all go on boats and we have a good time, and, you know, Greg, you've been on the Trilogy before, and there's been other boats. We'll be on multiple boats when we go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
So I don't get why people are like, oh, why would you not want this guy?
But let's cheer for people that are accused of domestic abuse.
Yeah, like, he's never done anything wrong.
Right.
We have a listener, speaking of boats, boats no hoes. We have a listener who wants to bring us to the show tomorrow morning on his boat.
Oh, boy.
If anybody is interested.
I think I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm a big yacht guy.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we can arrive. Like Washington crossing the Delaware, Curtis.
I can't wait.
As we arrive to the Lobster Bar tomorrow morning on a boat.
And just on Diggs, I agree with Wiggy on that part. Like, I don't think they should release him. I don't think this means that he shouldn't be on the team. I don't think any of those things. It's just the timing of it for what, given the conversation yesterday, the timing sucks. And I just, Karen Grigian has a story today, Greg. She quotes the first words out of Vrabel's mouth after being introduced as the new head coach. And he said, our players will respect and they will appreciate and they will be grateful for the opportunity that they have here and the people that work in this building. We are going to earn the right to be here every day. We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to get everything that we've earned from the head coach to the position coaches all the way down to the players. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day. And I think that is what got most Patriots fans jacked up, saying, okay, there's a new sheriff in town. This isn't Gerard Mayo. This is a guy that has the feeling and the gravitas to own a room. And then just to have that on the heels of the presser yesterday, it felt like it created a big problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was self-inflicted.
Well, it was a problem because just like I see people in the Twitch, oh, you're defending him. No, I'm not crucifying him for something that I have no idea about. Everybody's crucifying and going, oh, he's on the boat. That's drugs. How do you know that? Like, I'm just defending a guy that I see that who's having a good time, like a lot of people, and people instantly take him having a good time as, look at this dude. What is he doing? He's missing OTAs. He's doing cocaine. He's with all these hoes down there shaking their asses. How do you know? Just because girls shake their asses don't mean they're hoes.
Preach.
Sorry for you that you never been around fine women who like to dance.
Excuse me, I have.
So then it shouldn't be a big deal. Like twerking.
I've been around fine women who like to dance. Yeah.
But I could tell people who have never had because like they're like, oh my God. Why is she shaking her ass like
people
that?
People were mad at me yesterday for saying, like, oh, look at the spank. It was a nice spank that it was like, that's his girlfriend.
Right. Oh, my God.
I think Courtney was on the boat, actually.
Daddy.
Did he ask for permission before he smacked her ass?
Right.
What is going on with you? Like, people, it's 2025. People like to have fun and good fun, safe fun, not just because they're on a boat, a bad person, they're a drug addict.
No, I understand that. I think there are people that are just concerned because it appears to be drugs. Drugs that he is taking out and talking about on a boat.
But
so,
see, it appears to be because somebody told you that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I we like you look at it. I saw it and it crossed my mind,
but I wasn't going to jump to conclusions. It was one person or a few people started it online and then it spun out.
Well, when I saw it, I didn't think like, oh, he got cocaine. That was cocaine. Yeah. I mean, whoever came up with that, I guess like I said, I never heard of Tootsie, so I had never heard.
I thought it was weed from jump because the baggie that it was in.
When I take drugs out on the trilogy, it's my blood pressure pills.
And Viagra.
All right.
A lot of people do Viagra. It could have been Viagra.
Like a thing in college, kid. Guys used to do that.
Uh-huh. It could have been.
Oh, just guys? Yeah, you knew somebody? Yeah. I had a friend.
I don't think I've ever hung out with somebody who was on Viagra doing Viagra.
You'll see them at the road show.
There's a lot of people older and younger that do it.
No, I was gonna say, but a lot of like before guys would go out and get smashed at the bar, they would like take a Viagra pill.
Yeah.
So that they could still perform. It's like, I'm sorry, if you can't perform on your own because you're too drunk, I'm good.
You're all set.
Yeah. I get it if you have a problem. Like
right.
Yeah.
You don't
but
want
if,
no
if
drunk
you're just
D?
Doing it, yeah. If you're just doing it because you have Whiskey D.
Whiskey D.
Yeah. All right.
That spiraled.
We have to take a quick break. Maybe they'll make a drink in honor of you tonight at the landing and call it the Whiskey D.
Yes, I'm not a big whiskey drinker. I'm actually, ever since Bermuda, I've been on the rum.
You better keep an eye on your drink because Rich might steal it.
Oh, that's true. That is true. He's been known to do that.
All right. So tonight with us at the landing, Adam Jones, Rich Keefe, they'll be doing their show after a very special extended roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
So our show tomorrow at the Lobster Bar in Newport, and then Jones and Keefe afterwards, and we will launch our leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.